Rotting driftwood on the foreign shores, spilling out into the ocean floor. In the memories all you've left without a trace. Paralyzed with the thoughts receding, current sweeps you with the silent bleeding. Through the heart into a darkest place. Well, turn around, there's nothing to see here. Run away, no reason to be here. It's a ghost who never goes away.
This is STFU Radio with Dr. Z2A and Thug Styles. That song we just played for you was called Fight the Sea by Josh Woodward. As you can see, it's not rap anymore for the opening songs and not sexually themed. So, for those of you who didn't like that. So, school started now. Crap. Yeah. I've noticed something. When I go into my, I got into honors class this year, and when I go into my honors math class, I walk in and I notice, wow, this is a lot of Asians. So, it's my, like, trip to China staying, like, in my own place.
Wait, hold on. Are there any hot girls?
No.
Okay, never mind then. Hot Asian girls are the best.
Yeah, okay. All right. believe it or not, this show, we actually have email.
Woo!
Yay! We've got four emails here, so we'll read them off, and people seem to hate us. All right, this one's from Donnie Werner. He says, "You guys are complete effing noobs. It's Linux, pronounced Linux. Rhymes
Linux.
With cynic."
Linux.
How does Linux rhyme with cynic?
With Phoenix?
No, it's spelled C-Y-N-I-C. Those don't rhyme. What? All right, go ahead.
Noob now, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, that went too far. I'm sorry. I apologize for my outburst.
All right, and he goes on. And your news is effing stale. In parentheses, PNP worm, LOOLOOLOOLOL. You can't even effing read. End of parenthesis. Get real, KK. Thanks. Interesting.
Okay.
I thought I was
bye.
Pronouncing Linux like Linux.
No, it's Linux.
It's spelled here. He wrote it LIH-NUKS. Linux.
I don't know. Fuck him.
I read this stuff on a page. Nobody teaches me this stuff. And my phonics isn't all that good. All right.
Apparently we're noobs now.
All right.
We're now referred to as the noob group.
The noob group. Okay. So, I guess people hate us. Another thing, let's see if somebody likes us now. This one's from Pingywan. And he says, "Fucking wow, you guys are amazing. I have never heard someone mispronounce the name of operating system three times in a row." Okay. Great. "You sound like the band fags I used to pound the piss out of in high school." I don't get the piss pounded out of me, man. I am different from the rest of the band fags.
Apparently, I'm a band fag now, and I've never even took band. Fuck, I don't even know how to play musical instruments.
Well, yeah. All right, next thing he says. ... "I was listening for a while. ... Then just when I thought I couldn't take anymore. ... Bam! In capital letters. ... Still had 65 minutes left. ... Amazing. ... Pure and simple."
Thank you. Take that as a compliment.
Yeah, so I guess this is, he likes us and wants to pound the piss out of us.
70 minutes of pure garbage.
I feel safe.
At your service.
Yeah, I feel like John Lennon now.
Fucking hey.
Somebody loves me, but they want to kill me. Great. fun. Okay. So next email.
If we have any more mail about you mispronouncing Linux. Linux.
Yeah.
Linux.
Okay.
Linux.
What's up with this? This one is from Morningwood. Subject is FTFU, and it is almost exactly the same as the first email.
Hold
it says,
that,
"You guys
I
are
like
complete."
That.
Morningwood?
Yeah, Morningwood. That's creative. I like that.
All right. So this guy says, "You guys are complete effing noobs." Instead of effing noobs, we are now complete effing noobs. It's Linux, pronounced Linux. Rhymes with Kinix or Cynix. Wait, so it was Linux in the previous email. Now it's Linux. Thanks.
See, now you're pronouncing
Linux.
I'm proud of you.
I don't know. It says now Linux. Like Linus. What?
Like
what?
Like lima beans? I'm looking for words
Nix.
That
does Nix and say. Us sound sure. Anything the same? Nix, nus. Mix, nus. You're confusing me. And then it says, "Do you even effing know who he is?" Yes, I do know who Linus Torvalds is. Or Linus Torvalds. There we go. See, I pronounced
Linus.
It right eventually.
Linus.
"And your news is effing stale. PNP worm, LOL, something like that. Not to mention, you can't even effing read. Get real, KK, thanks. Yeah.
Was that from the
same That's essentially what the first email said, almost word for word.
Wow.
People so, you know.
Fucking like. All us hackers think alike, I guess. Well, except for us noobs.
Yeah. Okay, next email. Oh my god. Someone actually likes us. This one is from the Ill Crew, and subject is greets. It says, "Yo, heard your kick-ass show. Join the crew over at irc.governmentsecurity.org at number or pound sign illmob."
Wait, hold
Be
on.
Be great.
Hold on. A, you weren't supposed to. Wait, yeah, okay, never mind. But why the hell would we join a government security thing? Why? Why would somebody?
I think I've heard of that website before. www.governmentsecurity.org. It's a hacking site, I think.
But they're promoting themselves on our show. That's not allowed. Only we promote people.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
But I'm done.
Whatever. Okay, so now they say, "Be great having you leet dudes drop in. Cheers, Ill Crew." Great. We will be sure to join you guys at pound sign illmob. Good day, Ill Crew. Everybody else, go party over at pound sign illmob.
Everybody else.
Yep, all the listeners.
On what channel? Or what server?
Server is irc.governmentsecurity.org. Channel is pound sign illmob.
All right, everybody heard it? Go now.
All right. So, that's all the email we have for today. This next song we're playing is called Gasolina. It's by Daddy Yankee.
No.
What?
No. No? Trouble. I do not like that song at all.
I love this song. It's
I have
in.
A good reason.
How come? Come on, this song is catchy and I can't even understand it. Actually, I heard a Spanish song for the first time when I was in Germany. I heard this thing in Germany. But yeah, so here's Gasolina.
Hold on, I gotta. Oh, well, I'll wait till we get to our hates.
Alright, cool. So here's Gasolina, everybody.
Yo, yo, mucha gasolina en el verano a los locks de 1107.7. Sube lo que esto es barrio fino.
Súmale mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Súmale mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Súmale mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Que se preparen que lo que viene pa' que le den
duro.
Mami, ya yo sé que tú no te me vas a quitar
duro.
Lo que me gusta es que tú te dejas llevar
duro.
Solo si tienes ella sale a vacilar
duro.
Mi gata no puede janguear porque ella le gusta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Como le encanta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Como le encanta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Ella prende la turbina. No discrimina. No se pierde ni un party de marquesina. Traficada hasta pa' la esquina. También que hasta la sombra le combina. Asesina, me domina. Angel en carro, motora y limusina. Llena su tanque de adrenalina. Cuando escucha el reggaetón en la cocina, ella le gusta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Me encanta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Me encanta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Yo, aquí yo tomo los mejores. No se me ajore. En la pista nos llaman los matadores. Pasa que cualquiera se enamore. Cuando bailas al ritmo de los tambores. Esto va para las gatas de estos colores. Para las mayores, para las menores. Para las que son más zorras que los cazadores. Para las mujeres que no pagan sus motores.
Súbelo que esto es barrio fino.
Tenemos y yo algo pendiente. Tú me debes algo y lo sabes. Conmigo ella se pierde. No le rinde cuentas a nadie. Tenemos y yo algo pendiente. Tú me debes algo y lo sabes.
Súmale mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Súmale mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Súmale mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Que se prepare que lo que viene es pa' que le den
duro.
107.7, la verdadera emisora de reggaetón. Esto es Barrio Fino, desde el 13 de julio. You know how we do, man.
A lo loco, mucha gasolina. A lo loco, mucha gasolina. A lo loco, mucha gasolina.
1107.7, lo real.
All right, welcome back to STFU Radio. Before we go into our news, I want to admit a wrong I had a bit on the last show. You know, I said that chicks had no clue that they were wearing revealing shirts. Well, apparently after that episode, about 5 chicks came up to me and said they did know. So they're just jerks.
I told you.
So I'm afraid I must admit my wrong on that. My bad.
They know. They do it for a reason.
They're mean.
It's called attention.
Yeah, they're mean, though.
Attention.
Okay, attention. I got you the first time, buddy. I'm not freaking deaf. Just kidding. Sorry for that outburst.
Linux.
Is it Linux or Linux? We got two emails saying two different pronunciations. What's up with that?
Apparently, we're the noobs. We don't know how to pronounce it two different ways.
Okay. Well, anyway, now to news. So, first thing we got to talk about is a new IM client that Google released just after the third episode. It's called Google Talk. We talked about Google buying out an IM company a little bit ago on the second episode, and back then it was just a rumor, and I thought that they would be releasing it like 2 months down the road, not like 2 weeks.
They heard our episode.
Yeah. It's all thanks to us. So, yeah, it's called Google Talk. You use your Gmail account for it. It's pretty sweet because the native client can do voice over IP, although I think both me and ThugStyles use Game. So, but I'd give them, like, 2 weeks at most to put in, like, a native client or something where you can do voice over IP with Game on there. But, you know, yeah. I'll wait it out. Although I do have the native client installed. I just never use it. Okay. So, personally, I'm hoping this thing wipes AIM off the map. Because this thing is just as good, and I hate AOL. AOL is Satan. AOL needs to die right now. Including
AOL.
AOL is Satan. Yes. Yes, when I go to hell, like when I die, they will make me have to use AOL, and I will be screaming as I use AOL because it is so horrible. I will go up to, like, Satan's throne, and it will be, like, the little yellow, like, AOL dude will be Satan. So, yeah. So, all you out there, you use your Gmail account for it, go use Google Talk. Stop using AIM. I mean, I'm using AIM still just because everybody has AIM. But, yeah, Google Talk is better. Use it. And speaking of instant messaging clients, I was talking to my friend recently, and he was using this thing that works on the native client of AIM called Middleman.
You got mail.
Dude, you sound like Cartman from South Park when you said that, kind of.
I didn't say that, though.
Did Cartman
from
South Park say that?
Ready? Hold on.
Daddy, you got mail.
Okay. That still sounded like Cartman from South Park.
No, it's supposed to be some sexy lady saying, daddy, you got mail.
Is Cartman a sexy lady?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like I said.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, going back to Middleman now. So that adds some. It's a plugin for AIM. It adds some pretty cool features. You can do buddy-less customization,
Dude, that's so stale. That's so stale.
Well, it's not the only thing it can do, but you can get rid of all the extra crap like the ads and stuff. Then you can do cloning that every other thing out there can do, so you can log on to multiple accounts. Of course, I can just do that with Game, because Game is awesome like that. Logging. It allows you to log all the conversations. I can also do that with Game. but I can't do it on the Native AIM client. Buddy aliasing. Hey, guess what? I can do that on AIM. Or game. But yeah, now you can do it on the Native AIM client if you use middleman.
Middleman.
Window transparency. So that should speak for itself. It's only available on Windows 2000 or newer. Actually, I can't do that on game. It's kind of just like eye candy, but I can't do it on game. But, you know, yeah. Away message groups. So you can organize your away messages better, I guess. Never really needed that. Talking while away, so you can message people while keeping your away message up. I can do that on game, too. But, yeah, I guess this allows you to do it on a native client, which I would never use in my life, because I hate AIM and AOL.
You're an AOL.
What? That made no sense, dude. You're an AOL. Because an AOL noob. Is, like, now a species of critter now or something.
Noob.
Okay. Local and remote commands. What is this, actually? You can control... Okay, I don't know what the hell that is. Okay, scripting. Scripting will allow you to put special variables into your instant messages, chats, profiles, and away messages that middleman will change into something else. Actually, I can't do that on game or AIM or anything else I've ever seen, so that's pretty elite.
I'm mad.
Why?
Because I'm looking through my computer and I noticed I don't have something I was going to read off during the show.
Oh, memorize it.
Mine and Tron's conversation a long time ago. It was quite amusing.
Oh, okay. Stop interrupting me, please. I'm just messing with you, but invisibility. So you can, like, ghost your screen name so it seems like you're signed off while you are not signed off. I think they just added that into the last update of AIM, actually. I haven't used it because I would never use AIM. And it says at the bottom here, middleman is neither endorsed nor affiliated with American Online Incorporated. Thank God for that. Oh, yeah, and you can find this at middleman.crunchsoftware.com, and crunch is spelled with a K instead of a C in that. Okay. So, next thing. Actually, speaking of AOL and instant messengers, AOL was actually recently sued by the city of New York because they were making it freaking impossible to cancel your service. I want to read this because it is very lewd and AOL needs to get sued more. All right. America Online, the world's largest internet service provider, has agreed to reform the way it handles customers who want to cancel service, New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said Wednesday. Spitzer announced settlement of a lawsuit said AOL is required to provide refunds up to 4 months of service to all New York consumers who claim harm based on improper cancellation requests. The company will pay New York State $1.25 million in penalties and costs. Spitzer's office, responding to about 300 New York customer complaints, conducted a probe into AOL's customer service policies and procedures. AOL, owned by media conglomerate Time Warner Incorporated, serves about 1.9 million customers in the region. With this settlement, AOL agreed to alter the incentives it offers customer representatives who try to dissuade customers from canceling this subscriptions. Oh, what's up with... my mouth is, like, dry as hell. But yeah. As part of the agreement, AOL will eliminate customer service quotas on how many customers a representative dissuades from canceling and record all cancellation requests. Cancellation requests will need to be verified by a third-party monitor by June 2006. AOL is pleased to have reached an agreement with the state of New York on customer care practices that we believe will increase quality assurance and assist with the verification of certain member intentions online, an AOL spokesman said. Great. can we say bullshit? Thank you, AOL, for having to be sued by New York, and then afterward having the nerve to say that you were actually happy about it after getting $1.25 million sued out of you. Thanks for the blatant lie. But yeah. So,
right.
Yeah. They need this in more cities. And AOL is Satan. Destroy AOL. But yeah. I mean, that's crappy, just, like, to make people, to always be, like, getting people to not cancel their service and crap. Yeah. That would piss me off. But, yeah. Any thoughts on this?
Nope.
Nope.
Anybody that uses AOL right now sucks.
Wait, what? You use AOL?
No.
No. All right, never mind. Yeah.
Okay. I got some news to add from, actually it's continuing from last episode that we had when I was talking about Apple getting owned by Microsoft. Well, I did some research on it, did an actual really fast paper for school for extra credit. Apparently, this isn't the first time. I guess last year or so, I think it was in 2004, Apple wanted to put a patent on the wheel design, whatever, the scroll design that they made for the iPod. But 5 months before that, Microsoft beat them to the punch. So they got denied that, then turn around, try to put a patent on the iPod, get turned down for that, because Microsoft already did that. God,
yeah.
That is great. So now...
Man, Microsoft needs to die.
Pay more royalty fees. That's kind of funny.
Man, that is so stupid, dude. I mean, how the hell can... I mean, did Microsoft do anything to make the iPod? Hell no. I mean, how the hell can they go and charge royalty fees for that?
If you say I invented the wheel and it
corporate
doesn't have a patent on it,
man.
Then I claim I created it and go put a patent on it, then, hey, you're shit out of luck, buddy.
Yeah. Man, screw large corporations, man. Tired of them. All right.
Now, it would have been funny if it was AOL. That would have been the funniest thing ever.
If AOL had patented iPod? Oh, God. I would go to the nearest AOL building and tear it down brick by brick. Yeah. So, yeah. Next thing. All right. So, the record companies have gotten really pissed off with Apple recently because they are saying that iTunes price is bigger. Like, put it up to, like, $150. Man, what's up with these record companies, man? 3 years ago, these companies were going around with their hands out, screaming, somebody save our asses. And Steve Jobs comes and says, okay, we've got this iTunes, we're going to revive the record industry. So he revives the record industry. Guess record industry would be nothing today if it weren't for Steve Jobs and Apple. So now the record companies are trying to push around Apple, and what the hell's up with them? This is why I hate the record companies and the RIA. And they're money-grubbing pigs, man.
Linux.
What? Dude, you're so random. Are
I
you sure that was cigarettes
that
you got?
I have to.
Did you get cigarettes from? All right. Did you get those cigarettes from some Mexican guy on 3rd Street named Pablo?
Gotta make sure.
Oh, so racist.
How to pronounce Linux?
Linux. Which one? All right. Well, back to our topic. So yeah, record companies piss me off. You've got them. I mean, Steve Jobs. Apple saves their asses, and now they're complaining about it. I mean, and on top of that, every time somebody's downloading an MP3, that RIAA goes and sues their asses off at insane prices that the average American can't afford to pay. And I'm tired of these people. Okay. But speaking of iTunes, they're now making a cell phone iTunes for cell phones. So I guess I don't need an iPod anymore. Yeah. Story says, Apple Computer Incorporated's iTunes may be available on cell phones sooner than you might expect, according to the New York Post Thursday. The Federal Communications Commission posted pictures and the manual for Motorola's iTunes-equipped E790 phone on a government website, indicating that regulators have approved the new iTunes-capable phone for on U.S. mobile networks, the paper said. According to the report, Apple and Motorola officials confirmed the phone would roll out in the near future, but decided to say how revenue from phone-based sales of iTunes songs would be split among Apple, Research, Motorola... What's up with these research? Never mind. Apple, Motorola, and cellular service providers. The iPhone, as it's referred to, will have a VGA quality camera, stereo speakers, and will be able to hold 8 gigabytes of songs or more on removable mini SD flash storage cards, the paper said. Nokia might not be far behind, either. Dr. Z2A will be unable to afford this phone. Okay, they didn't say that last sentence, but they should have, because this thing is going to be freaking expensive. I think. But yeah, it's pretty sweet. So instead of buying an iPod, just get a cell phone with iTunes on it. I mean, it won't have as much space, but pretty elite.
Cool.
Yeah. Any
I'm
thoughts?
I'm not a big fan of Apple, so it doesn't really...
Man, I love Apple. I love Apple almost as much as I love Linux. Because Apple built their thing on, like, Unix, so it's similar, you know. Or I just like Apple because they're the only big company out there that's not a bunch of, like, money horn pigs like the rest of them. Yeah. So, next news. Zombie dogs. It's titled, Boffins Creates Zombie Dogs. Scientists have created eerie zombie dogs reanimating the canines after several hours of clinical death in attempt to develop suspended animation for humans. U.S. scientists have succeeded in reviving the dogs after 3 hours of clinical death, paving the way for trials on humans within years. Oh, man. We're going to get emails about this, mispronunciations here.
You are Pittsburgh's...
Okay, well, they're both of our emails. All right, going on. Pittsburgh's Safar Center for Resuscitation Research has developed a technique in which subjects' veins are drained of blood and filled with an ice-cold salt solution. Nice. The animals are considered scientifically dead as they stop breathing and have no heartbeat or brain activity. But 3 hours later, their blood is replaced, and the zombie dogs are brought back to life with electric shock. Plans to test the technique on humans should be realized within a year, according to the Safar Center. However, rather than sending people to sleep for years and then bringing them back to life to benefit from medical advances, the Boffins would be happy to keep people in this state for just a few hours. But even this should be enough to save lives, such as battlefield casualties and victims of stabbings or gunshot wounds who have suffered huge blood loss. During the procedure, blood is replaced with saline solution at a few degrees above zero. The dog's body temperature drops to 7C compared to the usual 37C, inducing a state of hypothermia before death. Although the animals are clinically dead, their tissues and organs are perfectly preserved. Damaged blood vessels and tissues can be replaced via surgery. The dogs are brought back to life by returning blood to their bodies, giving them 100% oxygen, and applying electric shocks to restart their hearts. Tests show that they are perfectly normal with no brain damage. The results are stunning, and I think in 10 years we will be able to prevent death in a certain segment of those using this technology, said one U.S. battlefield doctor.
Now,
interesting.
I wonder if like the rich people in the world, if like their grandma passes away or something, whatever, 89 years old, just for instance, we'll just call her 89. And they want to bring her back to life. I wonder if that would work on old people.
On like old people or old people's dogs?
Old people, when they get the technology going.
I don't think it mentioned anything about dying of old age. It just mentioned, like, say, I think it's if somebody comes up to me on the street, says, hand me your wallet, and I say no because I'm stupid like that, and they shoot me in the stomach and I die. Then they go and bring me back to life, and I am back alive.
You're back alive.
Yes, me. I'm the one who got shot, I think.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I've been shot. Being shot is no big deal.
Actually, when you get shot in the stomach, it's a pretty big deal, my good friend. Considering that's one of the most painful ways to die, when you get shot.
We'll see. I got a shot right above the heart. Like, it was...
Seriously? Like...
Yeah.
Like, somebody mugged you and shot you, or, like, somebody accidentally shot you hunting, or what?
Actually, it was one of my friends that accidentally shot me. We weren't hunting. We were just playing around.
You were playing?
Go, yeah.
Oh, you're... I'm imagining you right now, like, hey, look at this thing, smoking some weed. Hey!
He shot me from a pretty close distance, actually. He wasn't even looking at me. Didn't even know it was pointing at me. Didn't even know it was loaded. He just pulled the trigger.
Smart.
And the doctors couldn't get the bullet out because it was wedged in between two ribs. They'd have to put me to sleep. And there's potential.
So you still have the bullet in your ribs? No.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
You're fucking with me.
No, I will show you pictures of the scar of them trying to get it out.
You've been trying to get a bullet out of your chest. Great.
I had plastic surgery done on it, and they couldn't get it out.
Huh. So they did surgery with plastic utensils?
No. Not quite.
Okay. I'm just screwing with you, but yeah.
And my 10-gauge Prince Albert piercing.
And I want a zombie dog. I'll just go... And some guy messes with me, and it's like, don't fuck with me, man. You fuck with my zombie dog. And I'll be like, zombie dog. Sick him. It's like its ear falls off. Ah! Yeah. So that would be sweet. Okay.
Okay.
Next
yeah.
thing. Yeah, let's move on.
Next song?
No, we still got some news. I don't know, we might edit out some of this to, like, but yeah. Rap boss shot in leg in nightclub. Okay. Rap mogul Marion Suge Knight is in a hospital after being shot in the leg by a party hosted by Grammy-winning hip-hop star Kanye West. He was described by police as being in good condition. The party was being held at a club in Miami, Florida, to celebrate Sunday night's MTV Video Music Awards. Sanja Morrow, a guest at the club, said she had heard a shot which rang out in the party's VIP section shortly before 1 a.m., and people began screaming, running. I was in there, and I heard a pop, and I ran out and got trampled, she said. Yeah. Apparently, I thought that Suge Knight wasn't a CEO anymore, but apparently Death Row Records is still around, and they just call it The Row. And they're missing all their good rappers because they got shot and quit. But, yeah. So, nobody hears of Suge Knight anymore. Is somebody, like, still mad about Biggie or something?
Or Pac.
Yeah. But he more directly killed Biggie. He killed Pac in a roundabout way.
Yeah, same difference. Fuck it.
Yeah. Well, I read this the first time, and I was laughing my ass off because, I don't know, Suge Knight getting shot is kind of a funny thing to hear.
But Kanye West? Are you sure it was Kanye West?
Kanye West? Yeah. It says right here, Kanye West. What the hell, man? Okay. Next thing. Suspected Zotab and Mytob worm authors arrested. Two men were arrested Thursday on suspicion of releasing the Zotob and Mytob worms, variants which have infected thousands of computers running Microsoft Windows operating system. The arrests were announced Tuesday by the FBI. Moroccan authorities worked with the FBI, arrested Farid Essabar, 18, a Moroccan national born in Russia who went by the screen moniker Diablo, with a zero at the end instead of an O. Arrested in Turkey area, Attila Ekisi, a.k.a. Coder, age 21. Both individuals will be subject to local prosecutions, the FBI said. The first Zotob worm emerged August 14th, just 4 days after Microsoft released a patch to fix the security hole the worm exploited. A few days later, several companies, including CNN, New York Times, ABC News, reported widespread infections by the worm. The worm is also thought to have temporarily disabled the systems that U.S. Department of Homeland Security uses to screen airline passengers. A mass emailing worm that first emerged late February and has since spawned dozens of variants. Hackers have used Mytob to steal personal information from infected computers and to convert infected computers into spam relays. According to a report on an Arabic news site, Essabar and Ekisi allegedly used the information they stole from infected computers to facilitate a bank card forgery scam. Interesting. Oh, yeah, and I read something about this later, and it seems that the guy who wrote Zotob also wrote a few Mytob variations. Yeah, so...
Stupid blackheads.
What?
Stupid blackheads.
Black hat? What?
Black hats.
Black hats?
Yeah, no. Black hats.
Seemed pretty good to me. This thing was pretty crazy worm, man. I mean, I don't know. I got some respect for black hats if they're, like, actual hackers. If a black hat just has some script that does everything for him, he doesn't actually care about anything, that any, like, learning anything or anything like that, man, I have no respect for him. I mean, I can have respect for black hats that, like, want to learn stuff and all that stuff without a... And they just like to kind of destroy things. I mean, I still got respect for that, but... Yeah. I don't know what these guys were. But these were pretty elite viruses, man. Like, there's been a lot of virus authors getting arrested lately. I've noticed that I can't seem to find any elite virus writers... or well-known ones in the U.S. Maybe I'm just not looking in the right place, but they all seem to be from Europe and stuff like that.
Now I'm curious. Why have people who make viruses, why haven't they ever named one of their viruses something cool like AIDS or STDs,
like,
or gonorrhea?
What?
Something funny.
Something funny?
Something funny.
You have no idea how many viruses there are out there, man, do you?
Yeah,
search
yeah,
around. You'll
like,
find something with a funny name.
I have a few of them.
Huh.
I have gonorrhea, AIDS, and
what? All right.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Another good joke by me.
I'd kind of like to know what all, like, the Sasser author that we covered a while ago and these two guys, what actually eventually led to their arrest. I mean, if they, like, bragged about it on forums or something or what. I mean, because bragging will get you caught in, like, 2 seconds, but, like, I don't know. I haven't found anywhere what actually led to their arrest. Well, I'd be interested to find that out, so.
I was talking about it on the show.
Huh?
Nothing. Never mind.
All right.
That's what led to their arrest. I was talking about it. Ha-ha, funny.
Okay.
Okay.
My sense of humor is just lacking right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much.
So, it's too hot in here. All right.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Song?
Yeah, song. So this next one is, it's called, I asked my friend the other day, what song should I play on the show? Because, you know, I don't want to keep subjecting all you people to my rap collection, because I guess not everybody out there likes rap. Weird people. But yeah, so this song, she told me about, and it's pretty awesome because I can't stop listening to it and it's stuck in my head. But yeah, so this is called Tribute by Tenacious D.
This is the greatest and best song in the world. Tribute. Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said,
play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul.
Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, okay. And we played the first thing that came to our heads, just so happened to be the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun does shine and the moon does glow and the grass does grow. Needless to say, the beast was stunned. A whip crack whipped his trumpet tail, and the beast was done. He asked us,
be you angels?
And we said, nay, we are but men. And the peculiar thing is this, my friends, the song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song.
This is just a tribute. You gotta believe me, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion. Good God, God love you. I saw the signs to find you can't stop you. I'm smiling to the outbound. Rich motherfucker, come on, shake your ass.
Okay, time for hates. You got any hates?
A few.
Your hate is on me?
What?
Wait, was your hate just on me, or did you?
No, I got a few hates.
All right, cool. Start.
Okay. Well, first, about, what was the first one I was going to say? Son of a bitch. All right. First and foremost, our email today. Cool. I'm not hating on you for hating on us, because that's what it's all about. Hate, hate, hate. But it's Linux, you noob. Linux. And how do you justify us being noobs? That would be my first hate. Because you are the noob. You are a ta-noob. Okay. Next hate.
All right.
So I want to know how this, all of a sudden, now that I'm out of high school, I get all these invitations to go to homecoming and shit with all these girls.
That's because you're some popular, like, college guy.
No, I'm not really popular.
No, you are, because you're a college guy.
But nobody ever asked me. In fact, I didn't even go to any of my homecomings because, A, homecoming sucks.
Well, I've never been to any of the dances at my school, so I wouldn't know, because I heard that it sucked that I didn't go. But, yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm supposed to be going to homecoming on the 7th and the 8th of October. Two different ones. Two different people.
Wait, are they, like, college-like people, or, like, seniors
no,
in high school?
High school.
Pedophile. Oh.
But it's weird.
You're weird.
Your mom's weird. Ooh, burn.
Oh. You know what? I was the one who wanted to make all the your mom stuff, but you know what? I'm just not as good at it anymore, man. I used to make
Ooh.
Your mom stuff all the time, and I can't think of anything. Like, fast on the fly. Dude, your mom was like a dog last night because she was all over my bone.
Ooh. That was
burned.
Pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
I might use that.
That's what happened when I spent all fourth period last year thinking up your mom jokes with somebody. Okay. So, my first hate. I'm going to hate on LimeWire and when downloading videos from that. I could search up the most harmless thing, like the most kid-friendly thing on LimeWire, and I get porn. What's up with that? Like, okay. The other day, I want to watch Slick Rick music videos. So I go search up Slick Rick and videos. Okay? I got 3 Slick Rick videos. And I got, like, 100 results. So that means I got 97 things that said all these, like, really weird, like, not even good stuff, like, weird porn titles. And every one of them said in parentheses, Slick Rick. I'm like, how does this have anything to do with Slick Rick? I don't like it when this stuff is forced on me. Yeah. And another
you
time,
like
so
it
I'm...
being forced on you?
What?
You like it being forced on
you? Alright, so this other time, I'm searching for the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin on LimeWire. So
well,
I can kind of like...
figure with that.
What?
You gotta go figure with that.
Yeah, I mean, that one was, like, cool. But I didn't actually find the movie. That's what sucked. Okay? I mean, I expect at least one thing to be the movie. No. Nothing. The movie's not on there. But I do get plenty of results for that search. Yeah. So if you're going to search for movies in LimeWire, and you want to do it while your kids are at home, don't use LimeWire. Use something else. But I don't have any kids, so, you know, life works like that. All right, you got another hate?
Yeah, I hate my work because they suck.
Already? How long ago were you hired?
2.5 weeks, and I got a promotion and a raise already. But no. They want me to get on basis of how they're supposed to handle their customers. So they put me out on the sales floor with somebody today just to get a feel for it so I could follow them around, watch them. Yeah, well, the general manager says, hey, can you help these people get a computer? I said, well, you know, I'm supposed to be help watching this guy. He said, well, can you just help him? Sure, whatever. Yeah, well, I didn't ever follow that guy around because I was too busy helping people.
Huh. Well, you learned it hands-on, but even if it was annoying as hell.
Yes, and I was handling, like, 2 customers at a time.
Uh-oh.
I was doing their job better.
That's why you asked for help.
It sucked. I'm not a salesperson. I don't like it.
Me neither. But I'm not a salesperson. Oh. Yeah. Man, I don't have a job. All right.
Noob.
I don't have a job. I don't have any responsibility.
Responsibility.
I have no money. Actually, I have a ton of money now. But yeah, I don't have a job or responsibilities. Okay.
Noob.
You're a noob. How am I a noob because I don't have a job?
Noob.
All right.
Okay, and I want to hate on my school as well, again.
Again?
Again. Not again. 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 Okay, so don't take online classes because they just suck. It's like not having a teacher at all, especially when my school makes you take online classes, and they make you take your core classes. Now, if I didn't have a high math in high school, and I didn't really care about math, what the hell makes you think that I should be learning trig and all that good shit? I don't know trig. I don't want to learn it. And even if I tried to learn it, I wouldn't understand it because I'm not up to that level yet. But yet I had to take my college math too, which consisted of trig and algebra. So that really sucked, and I failed that for the second time because I don't really have a teacher. I can't ask questions. They don't demonstrate anything. It sucks.
Hmm. Google. Man, that's what we got a whole forum at BinRev for, man. I mean, like... You know, like, a lot of programming you need math for, right?
Sure.
Yeah, think of it that way. I don't know, it helps me. But.
Let's see, I don't like math. Math used to be my stronghold, but now I just, like, let it slip away.
Yeah. Google.
Yeah. It was hard to find square roots of this, and then... Yeah, it's...
Google knows all.
You're a Google.
What the hell? Your mom's a Google. Dude, we sound so immature, man. People are going to be listening to this. They're going to be like, oh, man, these guys are like 12-year-old girls.
Whoa, hey, speak for yourself, buddy. So...
Yeah, you just cut out. That's why you can't say speak for yourself. Oh.
Hey, shut up.
That was on edge. All right. So I'm going to hate real quick. I need a hate.
I hate you.
I hate you more. But we're hosting a show together. Great.
All
right, so, you know, we're running out of time here, so, and we're only like halfway through the show. So,
we have a time limit?
Huh?
Go. Just go.
All right. So I'm going to hate on Debian, because I love Apt. I have a passion for loving Apt. Apt is the ultimate tool out there. But I went to install Debian, and Debian would not boot right. Every time I have installed Debian, something has gone wrong. I can never get Debian to work. So I'm using Fedora now, and... But yeah... So I'm using Fedora now, and it works with my Wi-Fi card. It boots right. I don't see why people don't like Fedora. I mean, it's working great for me. What's up with that? Do you know why people don't like Fedora?
No idea, because I'm still a noob and use Windows.
And you call me a noob.
You are
a
noob.
I dual boot, bitch. Okay. So, yeah, I'm happy with Fedora now, but, man, I don't like Debian. I mean... They've got an awesome package management system, but the distro is whacked. All right, your hate.
Can't really say that I have any more hates at this moment.
Okay, so I'll run through my hates real quick. All right, I'll go to the entertainment section of the news next. All right, I go to the entertainment section of the news, and I expect something entertaining. But no, it's all news on celebrities' lives. What the hell, man? Okay. Now, next thing I'm going to hit on is record companies and leeching off Tupac. So, like, I saw this video recently for music video for Changes. And, alright, yeah. So the guy's been dead for like 10 years and they're still making money off him. What the hell's up with that? They're milking him. So it annoys me like that. Next thing I'm going to hit on, 50 Cent. Okay, 50 Cent's album Massacre has now officially been named I Like to Have Sex a Lot. Okay, because that song has nothing to do with massacres, but, so yeah, and I'm going to hate on having homework on the first day of school, because that sucks, and I had a lot of homework on the first day of school. All right, so next song. You introduce this song, Clarkstar. All
right, this next song we're playing is another from First to Last song, except for this one's kind of more underground. It never really got released. It's called Failure by Designer Jeans. Check it out. It's fucking awesome.
First to last, man. All right, right. Whatever. This is a song, man. Welcome back to STFU Radio. Now it's time for some plugs. First plug I have here is on soy milk. Because, see, my dad has this soy milk that he drinks for his cholesterol, and I'm not supposed to drink it because we don't have much of it. So, of course, I drink it. And it's good. Really good.
Ew.
It's good. I love that stuff.
Linux.
What? Linux. Linux. Oh, crap. Was that a raccoon?
Son of a bitch. I don't really have too many plugs. In fact, I don't think that I have any. Because I've been working about 24/7 lately. So I don't really have time for much.
Crap, that was a raccoon. Running away.
You're a raccoon.
Dude, I'm being chased by a raccoon.
Noob.
How am I being a noob for being chased by a raccoon?
You're going to have a hell of a time editing this.
No, actually, I think I'm leaving in the stuff about the raccoon.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so next plug. I got a plug to Melon Ed Slices, because that's a pretty damn good pizza place. I stopped by it after seeing this one movie, and it was pretty good, pretty damn good. So if you ever see a Melon Ed Slices, stop by it, because that's good pizza. All right, and my final plug is to this software called ExploreFS. And what it lets you do is if you dual boot, you can go through your Linux part of your computer when you're on Windows, just like going through Windows Explorer, except it's with Explore2FS. And I don't have the exact URL for it, but you can search it up in Google for Explore2FS, and it's a pretty elite tool.
Linux.
Okay. All right, now, time for another song. We're going to go through this pretty quick, so this next song is called Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. All you people from the East Coast are going to hate me for this, but I don't give a shit.
I ain't got no motherfucker.
So I fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Westside, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch and the clique you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy tryna see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark-ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules, Lil Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased, Lil Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace, I let the niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your cat's pill. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me but your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
Check this out, you motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you bitch made ass bad boy
fucker.
Feel.
Get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the Mac and let me hit him in his back. Frank White need to get fake right for setting tracks. Little accident murderer, and I ain't never heard of ya. Noiseless cat attack when I'm serving ya. Drink and shake your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker in the fucking block, I'm running through, nigga. And I'm smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll put packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up on for me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker, you deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace, you copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me, I took it and smiled. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from any W jurors with plenty murders occurs. No point to comment, we bring the drama to all you heard. Now we check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's to your knees. Copping please is easy scenario. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Get your little Junior Wapa click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money crashing and mashing through Brooklyn with my click looting, shooting and polluting your block with 15 shot cock lock to your knot. Outlaw mafia click, moving up another notch in your box top spots. Get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props brainstormed and locked.
User, beat biter, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke with low season and a choke. Don't smoke. We ain't no motherfucking joke, dog. Like niggas better be
know we approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got him crossed as soon as the funk is popping off. Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Old Junior Mafia clique, dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up when you get smacked the fuck up. It's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gon' do this. Fuck Mob Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My 4-4 make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfuckers thug like riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and real niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple. You niggas laugh cause our staff got guns in they motherfuckers' belt. You know how it is when we drop records, they felt. You niggas can't feel it, we the realest. Fuck em, we Bad Boy killers.
Welcome back. Time for some shouts. My first shout, I got one to Telco Bob, because he told me to shout to him, and I just give out shouts like candy on this show. So, yeah.
Shouts to you,
shouts
Telco,
to you Telco Bob.
Bob. Telco Bob's kind of lead, though, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but he told me to shout to him, so I didn't choose to shout to him, really.
But
you know,
shout.
It's all good.
That must mean he's a listener, so that's cool.
Sweet. Alright.
Linux.
That's your shout?
No.
Okay.
My shout's to our fan mail that we got. To all
Yay.
You people that gave us the fan mail.
Or a hate mail, either way.
I was being sarcastic.
Alright.
Awesome. Send more of it. We like it.
We love it.
On.
It sexually makes us happy. Whatever. Yes. Alright, my next shout is to Abby Normal. I met her on the DEF CON forums, and she's pretty lead. She's the only girl hacker I've ever met. Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. And she's leet to top it off. She's not like one of those noob girl hackers. Even though I've only seen one girl hacker. But, yeah, so I don't know about those noob girl hackers. But, yeah. Your shout. You got any?
Shouts to people in New Orleans. The survivors. Just because, hey, you survived. Congratulations.
Noobs.
I don't understand that. Why do they say there's noobs in Orleans? I don't get it.
Because they got owned.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. All right. My next shout to Kizzle. Because I now have an account on hackermedia.net. So I can go and announce when we release a new episode and stuff on hackermedia.net. So big shouts to Kizzle for setting that up for me. Yeah, and he's
shouts
pretty elite,
to,
too.
Shouts to Majestic for setting up his new forum and site. What is it? Geeksandfreaks.com. It's pretty
cool. Freaks and Geeks?
Freaks and Geeks, Geeks and Freaks. It's one of the two.
It's Freaks and Geeks.
Okay, well, it's Freaks and Geeks, then. That's what it is. Check it out.
All right.
Shouts to you, Majestic, just because. Not because you told me to, just because.
Just because. All right. I see you don't give out those shouts like candy like I do, but, yeah. Dude, I can't believe I was getting chased by a raccoon while I was recording the show.
Noob. All right. Owned. Ownage.
All right. So So is that it for shouts?
No.
All right.
Shout out to my sister, because she got me a card.
Nice.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty fucking awesome. It made me feel good about myself. And she's 23 and showed some love for her little brother. So it's pretty cool.
All right. So this is the end. This next song is called Zurich by Sammy Deluxe. And have a nice day.
Later.
Ich bin zurück in meinem Element, die können mich nicht stoppen. Ich bin zu hübsch und intelligent. Dem Beat, mein Sound ist wie Solarenergie. Nur schwarze Magie, feind Leute wie Paartherapie. Sie sagen, wow, sind froh, dass ich zurück bin und in die Hits bring. Was soll ich sagen, ich bin einfach so lit. Ich bleib an der Spitze und mach keine Witze. Ich spür diese Hitze, doch ich wirke sogar cool, wenn ich witze und sag, bounce, 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 bounce. Ich merk, dass Hamburg mal nicht da, wo ich leh. Die Leute hören es an der Art, wie ich reh. Was ist los, Digga? Die anderen Rapper hier sind nicht auf meinem Niveau, Digga. Dieses Jahr bin mein Jahr und ich war mir noch nie so sicher. Ihr wisst, dass ich zurück bin, unser Deluxe Kling. Verdammt nochmal, die Leute lieben mein Zeit. Sie fragen, wo die neuen Hits sind. Oh, was du nicht singst. Sammy Deluxe, es ist wieder mal Zeit. Verdammt noch easy, this shit is so easy. Ich bin so wicked, wicked. Nenn mich generally easy. Ich beliefer meine Fans wie damals Rennen als CV. Hatte noch nie ein anderes Hobby als Musik und Graffiti. Und jetzt rapp ich hier, reflektier wie weit wir gekommen sind. Wo Leute in Deutschland, Österreich und Schweiz unsere Songs singen. Und damals schien es, wir haben keinerlei Chancen. Werden scheitern und ploppen. Jetzt bringt jeder weite Klamotten. Und alle Leute hier in Hip-Hop uns kann keiner mehr stoppen. Nein, nein, ihr braucht es gar nicht versuchen. Dies ist die Sprache der Jugend, ein einzigartiges Movement. Stehen zu, wir gehen mit Rap-Tracks die Charts überfluten. Leute können nicht aufhören, meinen Namen zu rufen. Ihr wisst, dass ich zurück bin, unser Deluxe Kling. Verdammt nochmal, die Leute lieben mein Scheiß. Ich frag dich, wo die neuen Hits sind. Oh, was du nicht singst, dann komm zu mir, ich hab genügend dabei. Headline ist Hamburg Schweine, let's go. Und ich weiß, warum ihr anderen Rapper meine Tracks hatet. Denn sie sind hervorragend, wie das Kim von Craig David. Ich schreibe die Texte, suche die Worte, wird für den besten Reim der Welt ins jedes Buch der Rekorde. Egal was euch interessiert, ihr findet es hier. Sie heißen Hits, damit ihr diesen Winter nicht friert. Von Sammy Deluxe, der Name, den die Leute vertrauen. Meine Bühnenpräsenz alleine erleuchtet den Raum. Und ich brauch keine Schlagzeilen, brauch keine Publicity. Wenn mein neues Album kommt, gibt es ne Massenhysterie. Leute rennen rum mit dem Grinsen, als wären sie frisch verliebt. Sehen mich auf der Straße schreien, scheiße Mann, das ist der Typ. Ihr wisst, dass ich zurück bin, unser Deluxe Kling. Verdammt nochmal, die Leute lieben mein Scheiß. Ich frag dich, wo die neuen Hits sind. Oh, was du nicht singst. Sammy Deluxe, es ist wieder mal Zeit. Oh, oh.